Sierra Sierra. This is North Bravo 100 Juliet. Are you receiving? Over. November Alpha 1 Sierra Sierra, NA1SS. This is North Bravo 100 Juliet. Are you receiving? Over.
Golf Bravo 100 Juliet, I think I've got you. This is NA1SS. Go ahead.
NA1SS, this is Golf Bravo 100 Juliet. Very good evening, Clay, from all the scouts at the 21st World Scout Jamboree in Chelmsford, Essex. Are you ready for the first question? Over.
I'm ready. Go ahead. Over.
I'm Robin from Wales, asking various questions. How
have
you stopped yourself from looking into objects when you're asleep? Over.
We sleep in a sleeping bag, Mary, and we strap ourselves down so that we don't move around and float into things. Over.
Hi, I'm Matthew from Australia, asking James a question. What is the best thing you have seen from space? Over.
I think, Matthew, you tell James the best thing I see from space is my hometown of Ashland, Nebraska.
Hi, I'm Eric from
We can see the sunrise 16 times a day. We go around the Earth every 90 minutes and we see a sunrise and a sunset every 90. So, yes, we can. Over.
I'm David from Denmark asking James a question. With no press speed and with several variables, what is the typical daily menu? Over.
I think the question is about food. And our typical menu is basically meat, potatoes, and vegetables a couple times a day with breakfast foods in the morning. Over.
I am John J. from Malaysia asking the question. How long will it take for you to be back to normal after your duty on the space mission? Over.
It'll probably take me about 1 month to physically recuperate, but only a couple days to mentally recuperate. Over. Absolutely, I've seen one Pacific hurricane, but it didn't really develop, and then I've watched lightning storms at night. It's beautiful to see. Over.
I am Ashok here from Japan, asking John Christian, how do you stand your spare time in space station? Over.
I haven't gotten a lot of spare time, but when I do, I can play an electronic keyboard. I like to do email and talk to my friends via a telephone we have on board. Over.
Over.
That's an easy one. I miss my family, my wife, and my two children. my little girl and my little boy, over.
I am a chauffeur from Japan, asking we young Christians, how easy is it to get home with each other in a confined space, over?
Actually, it's pretty easy because this space station has the same volume as a three-bedroom house, so we have a lot of room to move around, over. The tears kind of bubble up in your eyeballs and they don't fall down your cheeks like they do at home, but it sure, if you wear contact lenses like I do, it sure makes your eyes feel good, over.
I'm Maria from Finland asking Emma's question. Do you see much space debris from other space activity, over?
We see a little bit, but not too much. The folks on the ground chart anything that's bigger than a baseball, so they let us know when it's coming by the station, over.
Guide movement. If so, has it helped you during your time
in
space? Over.
Absolutely. I was a first class Boy Scout in the Ashland Troop 130 back when I was a kid, and Boy Scouts helped me learn a lot about dealing with myself and being able to take care of myself in a harsh environment like the woods or like the space station. Over.
Okay, 107, this is Bravo 100 Junior. Clay, thank you very much for that. I'm sure the audience here would like to give you a huge round of applause. On behalf of all the scouts here, I'd really like to thank you for getting on the questions so quickly. They've really trained well for this. And they want to say this is Jimmy 100 Junior.
Thank you so much, and my best to the 21st World Scout Jamboree in Chelmsford, England. And this is NA1SS signing out. Thank you very much.
NA1SS, no problem. 100 Junior. Thank you, Clay. Once again, you can hear an applause for the audience. I'm from the train station, and they want to test it to TV 100 Juliet, please.